to episode 177 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in for our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics, so if there's something you'd like to hear more about, let us know. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Donna, Lindsay, Laura, and our special guest Amy. Amy is another fabulous agent here in the Outlander travel family. Loud cheers, applause.
That's special.
Spring is in the air at Outlander Travel, and everyone is looking forward to their next big adventure. While getting away with the one you love or spending quality time with your family can be essential for your well-being, there's another type of travel that is dear to our hearts. Girlfriend getaways! Yay! Holla. Whether you are relaxing at a spa resort or visiting a luxurious all-inclusive resort, or it could be the same thing, taking time away from our busy lives to bond with our friends can be one of the most important ways to feed our spirits and unwind. So let's get started. So we asked Amy here today because Amy is, can we officially call her the queen?
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah, I think she's the queen.
Yeah, the queen of girlfriend getaways or of girl groups. And then it makes her sound like she's with the Supremes or something. So,
like boy groups. Girl
group. Yeah. So, Amy, why don't you talk a little bit about that first real, well, you've done a couple of ones, but let's go ahead and talk about the big one and how that happened.
Okay, so I'll just start off saying that this was a group of 52 women, mainly in one neighborhood. A lot of my friends who invited their own friends, but I feel like the way that these girlfriend trips get started, because there's a lot of logistic nightmares that can happen, is if you get at the most, 3 to 5 people at the most planning, and those people decide the dates, they decide the budget, they decide when, they decide everything. They book it, and then they send those emails out and say, hey guys, we booked this, if you can go. I have found that when you have too many people, and even if there's only one person planning, and they try to ask all their friends, what do you think about this date? What do you think about that date? What about this budget? There's never going to be everybody that can do it. And then you're kind of faced with a letdown. I don't know. Somehow this one just worked. There were maybe 5 of us, and that's what we did. We planned everything and said, we're going. We booked it. If you want to go, go.
So basically you chose the date, you chose the place, you didn't ask for any advice. It was just the three of you just sat down, or 5 of you just sat down and said, this is what we're gonna do.
And it just started at the bus stop. It was one of those conversations just at a bus stop. We all need to get away. It's freezing. And it just grew from there. And they said, hey, Amy, aren't you a travel agent? I said, hey, yeah.
And I like to go away.
Yeah, so let's just do it. And we can each find our own roommates and we'll just go. And then we said, why don't we invite so-and-so and so-and-so? And I said, let me just put it out there, see what happens. And it just kept growing.
Well, now I'm wondering why I didn't get an invitation.
I didn't either.
Nobody could have gone. It was totally open. I must have emailed. You had to be on that email. I'm sure you were.
Now we know who the girlfriends really are.
I am curious, though, Amy. How far in advance did you guys start planning that one?
So only because it was, if you remember, we went in January of 2017. So it was April of 2016. Okay. And it was a super cold April day. And we were out of the bus stop going, it is freaking April and it's freaking cold. I want to be somewhere warm. So we started talking about it. It was rainy and cold and yucky. And I think that's why it happened. And that's how far in advance it was April that we started. But I had people booking into that group for months. Mm-hmm. And this was the type of group where it was not a contracted group. So it was kind of like, okay, if you book it, if there's rooms available, if there's rooms you like available at the price you like, then great, you know, and it just worked.
It wasn't like everybody got the same price. They just got the prevailing rate when they booked.
Whatever the rate was at the time. And it really, honestly, nothing was crazy. Like, none of them went sky high. I think everybody was pretty much the same. They all booked their own air separately. Some are coming from other areas. I think I only helped 1 or 2 people with air. And they got together, decided which groups of friends were traveling on which airline. Like, it just, it was not hard to figure it out. I think, it's funny how How many people had to get their husbands drunk one night and say, hey.
By the way.
I'm doing without you.
And we had some that only booked for 3 nights and some that only booked for, and some that booked for 4. So you don't all have to go at the same time. As long as like a couple nights overlap, you're good. And just to compare it, I have another girl's trip of probably 12 right now, a lot smaller, but she alone, it's going to be her 40th. And that was her reason for planning this. And it got confusing. She kept throwing out dates and kept throwing, she was so worried about the budget. And I was like, listen, you need to decide what you're comfortable with. Just you. So she finally did. And it was a little more, like, I think it came out to maybe $200 a room or a person more. And she did it. And she had 11 followers now.
Yeah.
And people could still book in. This was just like 2 or 3 weeks ago. So she might get more. But yeah, I don't know. There's something. Okay. So here's the other logistics thing is, where are you going to put all these women? Like, do you want adults only? Do you want a child friendly? Because even the most well-behaved women and moms, when they all get together, it can get kind of crazy. There might be some words thrown or some drinks that just don't know. And we did have, you know, we had one woman that definitely did not like us being, we were at an adult only resort who did not like us being there.
And it's an
we
adult,
were not hitting on husbands.
It was an adult. It was an adults only resort that tends to focus on couples too, right? So people, you know, come there with the expectation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now the resort was fine with it.
But did you have to get permission though to have a bunch of women?
I did talk to our BDM and made sure, and they were like, "Sure, that's fine." They didn't care. Yeah. Once we were on site, they were all awesome. Like they didn't care at all. We didn't get any pushback from the resort. Just this one lady didn't like it.
But then everybody had to share beds too, though, right?
Yeah. They only had so that's the other thing. Yeah. When you're at an adults only, typically, I think, can I name names of hotels? Like I have found that.
You can, yeah.
I know that the Hyatt properties, the Zalara and the
Ziva.
Oh my God.
Ziva.
You can get double beds there at adults only. That's one of the few I have found there and another Secrets property.
Eldorado
Royale has a lot as well.
But guaranteed. A lot of them won't guarantee. They might say, you know, depends on what our inventory is at time of coming in or whatever. But guaranteed, you can guarantee your double. Anyways, yes. Yeah, so we had to do, everybody had to share a king bed. And that was up front. They all knew that up front.
And another thing people need to realize at some of these romantic resorts is the bathrooms might be pretty open.
The bathrooms in the room. Yeah.
So there might be like a tub in the middle of your room or something.
Yeah. The shower was totally clear.
Yeah.
I didn't leave the room, but I wanted to shower.
You know, I'm a pretty big girl, Amy, and I've shared a queen size bed with someone else, and there's still like, you know, you need to shout over the cavern. I mean, there's still tons of room in that queen size bed.
The kings, mostly don't look
at it. I mean, king size bed, that's what I meant.
Most girls
don't care. And then some of the rooms too, you can have a king bed in one room and a sofa in the other room. So if someone really did care about it, they could just go sleep on the sofa. Well, that would be an issue.
We really talked about the next one we want to do. Should we do a kid friendly one? But we all decided no, because I mean, yeah, we want to get away from the kids, but honestly, like, we think we'd piss more people off.
Yeah.
If there were kids around and they had to watch some of the behaviors of some of our group who could make, you know.
Yeah.
You said there was one lady that was ticked off. Was it part of your group?
No.
Okay.
It was an older lady. No.
I wonder if she was a travel agent.
No, she's all over the TripAdvisor. I know her name now.
Oh,
oh no! So she on the TripAdvisor talking about it?
The complainers are complainers.
She still does.
Sure.
I've seen her pop up again.
Well, you know, she's already on TripAdvisor. She's probably one of those people that was like, I had her notebook out waiting for something.
She did. My gosh, she did. I've seen her on there on several other, yes. Yes, she's awful. She's just one of those people. Wherever you go, there's going to be somebody who's, you know, even if we were at a child friendly, I think she would have been mad that we were all there.
Yeah. So what was like the all bad. It's probably not.
What was really fun about going with, like, your big group of 50? Like, did you guys all do lunches and dinners together? How'd you work that out?
That's one thing, too. Like, there are amenities. When you get a group, usually a group is, like, 5 rooms And once you get to 10 rooms, you get more amenities. And if you get to a certain amount, you get more amenities. And one of the things they provided was one night of a group dinner. So we had a private group dinner for the 52 of us on the beach, full buffet, full bar, music for like 3 hours. Nobody else could come in.
That's amazing.
Amazing. Now, yeah, you're not, and don't expect to, even with a group of 12, don't expect to all eat dinner together every night, unless you want to wait 2 or 3 hours for that. I know a lot of resorts don't let you book ahead of time with dining. So just go in with your expectations set that, you know, you might get 6 here, 6 there, or maybe a separate tables at the same time, but just don't, you have to have expectations set, I think.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're not going to clear the whole restaurant out for you.
No, they're not. No.
What are some of the things that the women who went on it liked the most about it?
So a couple of them did go off resort on their own and booked, you know, they did like a catamaran sail one afternoon. That was cool. But most of the ladies just wanted to stay because it was all inclusive, which I think is huge too for a big group where you don't have to decide what to eat and who drinks what and how much it costs.
Budget.
Yeah, the budget. You're not worrying about any of that. I don't know. What did we like the most? A lot of us were on the beach, and a lot of us were in the pool doing the games in the pool all day. We were split up a lot during the day, but it's funny. No matter where you went, you'd find one of us somewhere where you could just plop down. You had a friend wherever you went.
Well, that was a really nice thing, you know.
That was fun. Like, yeah.
So did all 50 people all know each other ahead of time, or was it something where, you know, just anybody could go into the group and you met people there?
So I would say a core, oh my gosh, out of the 52, I would say at least 45 of us all knew each other or knew of each other. The rest might have invited, like, we knew somebody who invited someone that we didn't know. There might be like 5 people, 10 people there total that none of us knew before. But it was, yeah, I don't know. It just worked. The resort was awesome with us. I don't know. Yeah. So they're talking about wanting to do it again. We decided our husbands would be too mad if we did this every year. So we're talking about doing it every other year.
Yeah.
You guys, I don't know if we'll ever get that many again. We had some nicknames, the 52, the Deca 52, Yeah, we had some bad names too.
You picked a really good time of year to go to, because I think January, I mean, who does not want to go somewhere tropical in January, no matter where you live in the U.S.?
Mm-hmm. So, right. Yeah. I know. Mm-hmm. And you do. You plan enough in advance, and you can really keep an eye on that air. I think some people got some really good flight prices that waited, you know, kind of watched it and waited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the key. The key thing goes back to sort of letting people be individuals within your group, because I think, you know, just like you said at the beginning, if you only have one or two people plan it and then other people can come along, it removes a lot of the power that other people have. And it's like, this is what we're doing. You can come or not. And I find that groups grow much faster when you do that.
Totally.
My experience, not just with girl groups, but any group, weddings or whatever. Yeah.
It takes the mystery out of it. Mm-hmm. People know, okay, these are the set dates. This is the parameters. This is a resort. There's not 50 million people trying to make the same choices of, you know, I don't know. I think the big thing you just mentioned about not letting people have their own free time is huge, because I've traveled in some groups where everything was micromanaged for you with a very large group of people, and it can be not so vacation-y. Yeah.
That's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think
besides the thing on the beach, you didn't kind of coordinate any other group activity.
We did. You know, the resort they offered that for one day. They said, no, we have these games. We pick the games you want to do, and we had that picked, but nobody wanted to do it. We just sort of, we did our own thing. We really did our own thing. But we were pretty much together at night, and we pretty much closed every bar down at night together.
Yeah, I was going to say, all of you could have spread out over all the bars and closed them all down.
Right. Did you guys sing at the piano bar, Amy?
Oh, every night. That was the best. That was so much fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was fun. I think one thing to think about, too, if anybody's listening that's thinking, oh, my God, this sounds so overwhelming, is talk to your travel agent. But I think it's easier not to do a contract, because you're going to be stuck with a lot of, you know, just that it goes back to you pick what you want to do and you book it, and whoever follows, you're not responsible for anybody else.
Yeah. I'm curious to see. I have a trip that's booking right now, and it's for a year and a half from now. So it'll be interesting to see. But she came to me and she said she needed 7 cabins on a cruise ship because she was taking, you know, she had her friends and they decided they wanted to do this. So I held 15 knowing that, you know, it might be more. Well, way before deadline, I have 2 left now. And, it's, you know, it just has spread like wildfire. And so now I'm sort of curious, once we get those other 2 sold, because it really looks good that they'll sell, will be at going rate. Will it keep growing? Yeah. You know, will it, you know, cause yes, I started with a quote contract from this, you know, in the sense of the word that I had 15 guaranteed at, you know, a group rate.
The cruises are different.
Yeah. They are. Yeah. So, and I had some flexibility in that. So it was risk free when I did it. But I even changed, you know, I took it on as one type of group thinking I was going to do, it was going to go one way and then it went another. So I was able to change it. But anyway, that's all like tech talk that you want your travel agent to take care of. But I'll be curious to watch the group grow from here because I think a lot of the people who are booking initially are booking because of the itinerary, but on price. And then what will happen when they're talking about it with their friends? Will their friends have a higher price tolerance because that rate isn't available anymore, or will they stop booking? It'll be really interesting to see. Because I think, you know, honestly, the price can vary. Whenever I book groups, I always have somebody who wants a suite and somebody else who wants, you know, the cheapest possible entry level room.
Has 3 people and the group's contract, you know, the 2. So when you're talking about cabins, talk about 2 per cabin, and then you have to, that changes it to
right.
But even at all inclusives, yeah, you get everything. Like all inclusives have sometimes 50 different room categories. I think the resort you chose, Amy, right, has like 50 different room categories.
Yeah.
So you're you're putting people in different categories and, I think that it's so key if you just decide where you want to go. And when I've done groups, you know, there's always somebody who's like, well, I would have gone if you would have gone a different week, or, you know, we could have gotten so many more people if you'd gone a different week. Yeah. Well,
there's always going to be, and if you try and match everyone's schedule, it's never going to work.
Yeah.
You can't please everybody.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yep.
The opposite end of that is, and this isn't even about kind of traveling and stuff, but when I lived in North Carolina and I was, you know, I was doing foster parenting, so I couldn't go out a lot at night, but I really missed my friends. I decided, okay, I'm going to make lemons out of lemonade and coordinate a big game night at my house. And so I put this kind of massive note out. I had 40 people that said they would come. So then I created a group with just that 40 people. And every month I'd send out the, you know, the same notice. And we never had more than 6.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Right. That happens too.
So you have to, you know, I think I really love the thing that you're saying, Amy, about, you know, don't do the contract, just say I'm going, and then you just start building from there. And, yeah.
There was a lot of buzz we had going, too, because I started a private Facebook group with just those people. Oh, my gosh, that got the excitement going. And then they would invite a friend in to the Facebook group, the private Facebook group. And then that friend would want a book because it was so exciting on, you know, hearing all the jabber and the GIFs, like we have an argument.
GIFs. I say GIF. No.
I think they told us in classic.
My husband's upstairs listening going, it's GIF!
So that needs to be another podcast I can bring to
you. Well, then they pronounced it wrong at our class.
Create a buzz. Yeah. Create a buzz, too. Like, if you're a girlfriend out there and you want to start this and you book it and you want more people to go, get a buzz going. I don't know. Like, that really excited people. And we had a long time to get excited about it.
Yeah, that's good too. You had like what 8 or 9 months to
talk
it up.
Sometimes that seems like too much, but
But that gives people enough time to make payments if they want.
Yep.
Or, you know, look for that airfare and jump on it.
And it's that.
They always say the anticipation is so much a part of this vacation experience. It's, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
And then
and you were saying about the group, that's something your travel agent can do for you, is set up that Facebook group.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to worry about doing that.
Right.
And I do like that once with all inclusive resorts, once you got to a certain amount, you got those group amenities, even though everyone booked separately. So that is one, that's big difference between when you're talking about like Elizabeth's groups or any cruise groups that we've done, is the difference in the two is if you're looking at a cruise group, it's definitely better to set it up as a group because then you get the price locked in. Whereas with your groups, it makes so much more sense to do one at a time, and then you're not locked into.
Yeah.
So that brings up another point for anybody listening that wanting to do a girls group, contact your travel agent, but everybody has to book with that same travel agent to get those group amenities or to get that pricing, because you can't get dollars off also for having a bigger group, depending on how much each room is.
Yep. And so I think that is the most notorious problem that we have with groups is that as travel agents is somebody goes to Costco or somebody goes online and finds it for $5 cheaper through somebody else. And they're like, the travel agent's ripping us off. Well, no, I mean, we're not intentionally doing that. So talk to us, because it may be that you just were pricing a different room type that we weren't pricing for you, but also we're getting you amenities. And so sometimes that does come at a small premium. It's not huge, and it'll be made up for in the amenity. So is $5 more worth a $50 credit? Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yep.
And I have a group right now that didn't start off to be a group, but it's become a group. It started out with one room, and they just found out they're only going to save about $225 per room.
Yep.
Just because of where they reached.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
Yep, we got surprise onboard credit for, you know, it was supposed to be two cabins and it turned into seven, and they got onboard credit that they weren't expecting to get. Yep.
Then you get extra goodies once you actually get there sometimes, like bottles of wine in your room and champagne.
Your travel agent might make some, like, what are those things I got? Those little cuppy? What are those things called? You put your beer in?
Koozies?
Koozies. I made koozies for my group and handed them out with our name on it.
That's awesome.
So, you're a good travel agent. You were talking about the beach party and how that's exclusive to your group. So if somebody had come on the trip and had not booked into your group, they would have not been allowed into that beach party, even though technically they've been with the group the whole time and hanging out.
Right.
Yeah.
There were guards, like, outside of our... Yes, we all had to be part of the group. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've traveled on a group where somebody booked on their own and was left out of... a meal.
Yeah, I've been doing like destination wedding training, and that's something that happens to destination weddings a lot. Mm-hmm. And it really does mess up the bride's, you know, the perks that the whole wedding party gets. Because if you get a certain amount, sometimes you get, like you were saying, Amy, like a catamaran cruise or something like that.
Right.
But if they don't book all together, then the whole group misses out.
But it's not only that, because in theory, they're not entitled to any of the events that the bride has planned. So if you book on your own, you've actually booked into a wedding that you can't come to.
Some people will book the resort next door.
Yeah.
And it's like, now you have to pay a daily fee to come onto the resort to come to the wedding, and now you haven't saved any money.
Yeah.
So
it's important. They would have stayed at the resort to begin with.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
It's important for that group lead, whoever's out there listening, to start this group that you and the travel agent will tell you, but you have to tell your group people you have to book through my travel agent to get any of these amenities.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing they should probably stress, because this is the biggest misconception I've had when I book people and then other people book on their own, and the reason is because they wanted control of their reservation, they wanted to have control of what they were booking. I think some people mistakenly believe that if they call, you know, their friend's travel agent, that they have to have the same exact thing that their friend got, and that's just not the case.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. They'll be able to help you get what you want the way that you want it, and...
Yep. It's very true. Yeah.
So you said that, like, not everybody's room was the same when your girlfriends were sharing it with each other. Did they share, like, we're all going to go and it's going to be this much? Or did they just say, you know, you should come, it's going to be around this much? Or how did you work that?
Yeah, so people would ask me, Amy, are there still rooms available? Yeah, there are, but I'm not sure it's the same category that we booked into 5 months ago. Let me see. No, the next room, that room category is gone. The next one is... this is the next price up, or this price. I said, here's what we booked at, but I don't know if the prices are the same. I don't know if the same rooms are available. So they just sort of had an idea. I don't know. Nobody had a problem with it.
I think if you set it up as we don't have a fixed price, we're just going to a fixed place, then it works. Right. It's when people are expecting, Judy got this rate, so that must be the rate. And I tell people in my group, do not share my quotes, because it may be the exact same quote that I'm going to send to somebody else. But if you send them a quote and set that expectation and that room isn't available anymore, they call me mad. You know, they're already mad and they don't want to book. So don't do that. You can tell them it was around this much, but because it's not that I'm trying to pull a fast one on anybody, that room isn't there anymore. I cannot get that same room for that same price.
That said, if you haven't done a final payment, Right.
Because the Roma Hotel, I mean, when they're sold out, they're sold out.
Mm-hmm. Right. If you haven't done your final pay, and, you know, we can always check as a travel agent, we can always check and see if that other room category happened to open up, and we can put you in it.
Yeah.
But after final pay, it's kind of done.
Okay. Well, does anybody have any more questions for Amy on how she got her girls together? What is the next trip, Amy? Do you know?
You know, we were starting to think about one for this year, and it sort of fizzled because we just did it so last minute. I don't know. I'm actually looking at some villas.
Ooh.
Nice.
Which could be fun. Yeah, there's pros and cons to that, too, though, I'm learning.
It limits you on numbers, right? Because the villas only hold so many.
Yeah, on numbers, and honestly, you know, it's not as much of a set price, because even though it might say it's a fully staffed, all-inclusive villa, you're still paying extra for that food daily per person. Some people who may not drink might balk at the fact that they've got to pay this. You know, just there's different things to think about.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm leaning more towards an all-inclusive again. I don't know. We're kind of looking at Punta Cana somewhere, and there's a place in Costa Rica, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I would think that a villa would be, the availability would be a lot tighter on that too.
Yeah. It is for 3 and 4 night stays. So yeah, we already talked about that. There's a few that will do a 4 night stay. More will do 5 night stays, but I don't think these girls can stay 5 nights.
Yeah.
Their husbands will not let them.
Well, and then the pricing is just, you know, then the pricing gets all wonky because you are sort of at a fixed price.
Yeah. Cause some people can stay 3 nights. And some people,
right.
And it's not as much. Yeah. Yeah.
Nightmare. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just pick one and then tell them when it is.
Yeah. And how long it is.
And I'll email you. Right.
Yes.
Right,
Sandy. Let Sandy know this time. Let
I know. It's okay.
I actually think we all need to do. This is what we need to do for our Outlander trip every year. We just need to go
out
because we don't do enough traveling.
I was going to say,
don't.
It's hard enough
really
to get a 5-year anniversary
trip
together.
We don't do any, like, unwinding travel together. It's all work travel together.
We need a retreat.
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com, then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast or search for Flyaway in the search box. And please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Lindsay, Laura, Sandy, Donna, and myself, Elizabeth, we want to thank our special guest, Amy. Thank you so much for joining us and talking about your great trip. Thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we will see you next week. Gotta fly.